The Mishnah records a machlokas whether a man is chayiv to bring karban chatos if he walks out with weapons on Shabbos. Rav Lozer holds that they are not considered a masui, they're considered a takshit. Tanakama, Rabbanon hold that since the pasuk says about weapons that chitzu charvosim li'itim v'chanisoseim l'mazmeros lo yisa goyel goy cherev lo yilmadu od milchama, that in the end of days people won't need weapons anymore because there isn't going to be any war, weapons can't be considered a takshit because it's something that we hope and we hope not to have any need for sometime very soon. The Gemara explains that once there's no war, weapons won't be valuable even as a takshit, because shraga b'tiara lo mahani, that just like a candle in broad daylight is useless, similarly weapons in a time where there is no war have no appeal at all. When there is war, so even if you're not using it in the context of war, it has an appeal that it says something about you. It has a certain appeal as a takshit. The Gemara points out that the idea that there will not be any more war in the Yemos HaMashiach assumes like one shita in a machlokas. There's a machlokas of Chia Bar Abba holds, Kol HaNaviim lo nisnavu al Yemos HaMashiach. All the miraculous things the Naviim tell us of what it's going to look like one day are referring to Yemos HaMashiach. Miraculous occurrences are going to happen in Yemos HaMashiach. Olam Haba, the Naviim couldn't even picture. Ayin lo rasa al kimzal asecha, no one except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu has any idea what Olam Haba looks like. That is the sheet of Rav Chia Bar Abba. If you hold, however, like Shmuel, that ain't been Olam Hazel Yemos HaMashiach al Shibud Malchus Shibud Galios Bulvad, that the only difference between Olam Hazeh and Yemos HaMashiach is that Shibud Galios, that Klal Yisrael won't be under Shibud of any other nation, and we won't be in Galus. But otherwise, Olam Kimin Hago Nohig, the world is going to run in its normal way, so then weapons will still be useful, the Olam Haba. So the assumption that weapons are not going to be useful assumes, like Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, that the whole nature of the world is going to change in Yemos HaMashiach. Now, even though the pasuk in Tehillim says Chagor Charbucha Al Yerech Gibor Hodcha V'Adorcha, that that pasuk is expounded to refer to the importance of remembering Torah, and it's not really about swords, still we're able to understand that it also refers to sword as being a glory of man, because Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. The simple reading of the pasuk is always true. So even though allegorically we understand it to relate to Torah, simple pshat in the pasuk that it relates to a sword has to be true as well, because of Ein Mikra. Someone sent me an email today that Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto is another Daf Yomi coincidence, because it comes up in Rashi on this week's Parsha as well, that phrase. From the fact that Rav Kahana knew all of Shas before he knew Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, Rav Kahana says, I was 18 years old and I knew all of Shas, but I didn't know this rule, Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. So that teaches us that Ligmarinish Vahadu Lispar, that it's important first for a person to learn a lot and only afterward try to understand everything. So you see Rav Kahana covered a lot of ground and then ultimately started working through everything. The Gemara then gives several lessons about Torah learning. Number one, when Talmidei Chacham learn together Lishma with humility, they'll be very successful in their learning. Number two, people who are Maiminin Ba, who learn Torah with great precision, are going to merit long life, wealth, honor. And number three, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Shnei Talmidei Chacham Makshivim Zela Zebalacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomei Kolan. If two Talmidei Chacham speak nicely to each other, then Hashem will listen to them as well. Then the Gemara gives, once we mention Reish Lakish, we mention four other things that Reish Lakish said. Number one, that Hashem loves when Talmidei Chacham try to get together to learn after they learn, provided that they've learned the basics of the sugya already and that they have no Rebbe to learn from. So then it's nice that they try to get together b'chavrusa if they can't sit in front of a Rebbe. Second thing Reish Lakish says, better to give a loan than to give tzedakah, and even better than giving somebody a loan is to give somebody merchandise to do business with, to set them up with a business that they should be able to make their own panasa. Third teaching of Reish Lakish is better to attach yourself to Talmud Chacham, even if he's no kim and no ter kenachash, even if he seems to not have the greatest midos, than to attach yourself to an Am Haaretz, even if he seems to have a very fine midos, probably along the lines of Ein Am Haaretz Chassid. An Am Haaretz is no such thing as an Am Haaretz Chassid, so don't connect yourself to such a person, someone who seems like an Am Haaretz Chassid. And the fourth teaching of Reish Lakish, Kol Megadol Kelav Ra Mitoch Beiso, Moneh Chesed Mitoch Beiso, that if a person raises an evil dog in his house, he's withholding chesed from his house, because Rashi explains the aniyim aren't going to be comfortable coming to his door to collect tzedakah because they're going to be afraid of the dog. And the Gemara tells a story of a woman who miscarried because a dog barked at her when she was at somebody's house, and the owner said, oh, don't worry about it, we defanged him and we declawed him and he can't hurt hurt you, he doesn't bite. But she says, too late, I already was so terrified that I miscarried. So it tells us that story of a lesson about having scary dogs around the house. The Mishnah has spoken about a woman going outside with a biris, which is permitted to walk out with, and kavalim, that she's not permitted to walk out with. Both of these are some type of garters. So the Gemara tries to identify what the difference between these two types of garters are, and the Gemara finally concludes that when the two leg bands that hold up the stockings are connected by a chain, then they're called kavalim. When they're not connected by a chain, they're called biris. The function of the chain was because there was a certain family whose women would lose their besulim because they took very long strides, and their steps were very long, they would lose their besulim, so this chain sort of shortened their stride. It locked their legs up a little bit, they couldn't walk in that way, so it had a functional value. And then the daf concludes by teaching that something woven of any size, or something that's a tachshit, an ornament of any size, or even something that's a combination of woven and a tachshit of any size, can be mekabel tumah. And we first thought that we could derive the fact that small woven items can be mekabel tumah from the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, because for some reason the Gemara had a hava mina that it's a small woven item, and the Gemara says, no, you can't learn anything about woven items from the tzitz. The tzitz wasn't woven, it was a golden plate, it was a metal plate, nothing to do with woven items. We have to have some other limud to teach us that woven items of kol shu could be mekabel tumah.